You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Shannon Hayat breaks up with her boyfriend, Chance Donahoe, anything but amicable. She has her friends take Donahoe's belongings to him, changes her locks, and installs security cams. Donahoe doesn't get the message and waits outside her Columbus, Ohio apartment, hoping to, quote, run into her. Donahoe recognizes a male friend's car parked outside Shannon's apartment and forces his way in. Finding Shannon alone, he stabs her 30 times, abuses her corpse, then screws her front door shut and flees. Hours later, Donahoe calls police from a gas station and confesses to the crime.
Nancy, it appears Donahoe was attempting to flee. Donahoe was more than 100 miles from Hyatt's apartment when he called police to turn himself in. At sentencing, Hyatt's mother described how scared Shannon must have been in her final moments, saying to Donahoe, quote, "You were a foot taller and 100 pounds heavier. You had all that time to change your mind, but you're a monster."
Chance Donahoe, 27, gets life behind bars for aggravated murder and gross abuse of a corpse. Corey Harris goes viral at a virtual hearing on a charge for driving with a suspended license. Why? Because he joins the hearing from the driver's seat of his car. Judge Cedric Simpson points out the irony, and Harris spends 2 days in jail after incriminating himself. Turns out, Harris never even had a license. He only believed he did due to the wording of the charge against him. After receiving clarification and getting over the embarrassment, Harris gets to work correcting the mistakes and gets his first ever driver's license 3 months after initial charges of driving with a suspended license. Okay, that's why I don't handle driver's license cases. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Federal authorities are now investigating how a firearm once owned by rogue ex-Los Angeles police officer Christopher Dorner ended up in the hands of two robbery suspects. As Sydney Sumner with Crime Online tells us, this revelation is causing troubling questions nearly a decade after Dorner's deadly rampage.
In recent days, federal prosecutors have revealed that the gun registered to Dorner was found on August 10th in an Airbnb where one of the suspects, 19-year-old Venezuelan citizen Jesus Eduardo Padron Rojas, had been staying. According to officials, Padron admitted to handling the weapon and leaving it at the property. Dorner, as many will recall, was responsible for the 2013 killing spree that claimed the lives of four people, including law enforcement officers and the daughter of a former LAPD captain. Padron and his alleged accomplice, 21-year-old Colombian citizen Jamer Mauricio Salazar, are both facing felony charges in connection with a series of armed robberies. The pair reportedly admitted to robbing a man of a $30,000 Rolex in Beverly Hills on August 5th. Just 2 days later, they allegedly stole a Patek Philippe watch valued at over $1 million, this according to an affidavit. The circumstances of the robbery were particularly alarming. Again, according to the affidavit, one of the suspects brandished a gun at a man who was dining with his wife and two daughters on the patio of the Beverly Wilshire Hotel. The other suspect then removed the luxury watch from the victim's wrist. Sepulveda told investigators that the crew had been surveilling the watch for 2 weeks before making their move. The discovery of Dorner's gun has sparked a federal investigation into how the weapon came into the suspect's possession. A Justice Department spokesperson confirmed that the gun was found inside a pillowcase on a bed where Padron had been sleeping, according to witness statements. The two suspects were taken into custody and have made their initial court appearances. Prosecutors have identified both men as members of a crime tourism group, a term used to describe organized criminal networks that move from place to place, often residing in short-term rentals like Airbnbs and cash-based motels to evade law enforcement.
The two suspects are expected to be arraigned next month in federal court in downtown Los Angeles.
Thanks, John. Graham Lacher, 37, diagnosed with autism and schizophrenia. Mostly nonverbal, he accepts treatment at psychiatric centers when his symptoms flare up. His parents check him into Dorothea Dix Psychiatric Center, Bangor, Maine, where he gets treatment for months. On a walk with a staff member, he suddenly takes off into the woods, and the staff can't find him. His favorite orange beanie is found in the woods, and 2 days later, he's spotted on surveillance outside a nearby business. No further sightings. He did not have a cell phone or a wallet when he left. Graham Letcher, 5'11", 190 pounds, long brown hair, a beard, and blue eyes. There is a $10,000 reward for tips leading to Graham Letcher. If you have info, please call Bangor PD 207-947-7348. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.